Well, hey, welcome back to North Florida Sports Network. It's an instant reaction to a practice or showcase of talent.
Showcase of talent.
Or injury tent.
Injury tent talent.
We'll talk about it. We'll try to make sense of it.
There's no making sense of it.
There's a couple of things that I liked. There's a couple of things I didn't like, including the idea of it, but... That was my right not to go, but we'll react to it right now. Happy 420. It's a Saturday. Spring is in the air. Mm-hmm. And showcase here.
Big showcase.
We got Jimmy Reno watching baseball.
Yeah, live. A live baseball.
Sit here and talk about football.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. There were some positives and some negatives from the old showcase.
Well, let's go to a positive. Toa Fili looks like even bigger. He looks like he's going to be a leader of the team.
Yeah, he's moving really well. He looks like he's going to be that weapon.
I'm going to go with a positive, and then it turned into a scary negative maybe, and that's Malik Benson.
Definitely a scary negative.
Looking really fast, looking good, had a nice catch over the shoulder. Good throw by DJ. Probably his best throw of the day.
Yeah.
But then you hear Mike Norvell saying that.
Best receiver of the spring.
Right.
Maybe
so
on the team.
Seeing him get rolled up on and have to go in the injury tent is not something that any FSU fan wants to see, especially at a position like wide receiver.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's nothing serious. You also saw Ferguson get injured.
Yeah, and that could be potentially just as serious.
Right.
I mean, you know, this ground game is going to be relied upon. They're going to be rotating interior linemen. I mean, it's...
Right.
Those are definitely the two. Just, man, that's...
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing serious.
Both Alabama transfers.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean...
What are they doing? Huh? Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, just to showcase, DJ... had some good throws, but also had some...
Yeah, some times where he clearly looked like he's still not fully in the groove of the offense.
Not in control of it or making assumptions.
Right.
Not reading the defense and throwing it right to...
Yeah, making pre-snap determinations.
Right, right.
Both times he did that, he should have been intercepted.
Right.
Which will lead into the other positive. One time was by Marvin Jones Jr., who looked... really explosive.
Yeah.
The limited time he was out
when
there.
And then, you could see the difference on Peyton. Now, you can hope he takes that game. It doesn't take away from his speed. Hopefully, it adds to, his run defense and overall.
Yeah, I'm optimistic about this starting defense.
But, yeah, the defensive line in particular looks like it could just keep rolling.
Yeah.
They lost some talent, but they have the talent there to step in. Up the middle, you have a bunch of guys that weren't even playing, but
right.
But you liked what you saw on some of the linebackers. I heard Cryer's name.
Cryer and Nicholson.
Nicholson looked a lot bigger.
I heard him talking about Cryer being fourth team maybe, and I was like, okay.
Well, linebackers that position on defense,
yeah.
Like wide receiver is.
There's
on
only
defense.
Two out there at the.
Well, and also you're looking to replace.
Well, yeah, all conference players.
Yeah.
So you got to – it's as much about being smart out there as anything.
If you can apply pressure and have the kind of seasons, hopefully, that the D-line is looking forward to have, it makes the position a lot easier to play. Thomas, is it in the secondary, switch number 8?
Yeah, he looks really good out there. Man, I'm going to tell you what, dude. I liked what I saw out of Edwin Joseph. I don't know how deep he is on the depth chart, but he was out there making some plays. Kai Bates, true freshman. Look, I mean, he's big, dude. He's a legit 6'2".
It's good to see. And then the Thomas, the tight end.
Yeah.
Landon Thomas looked good. So I'll make a catch, and it should be in
disappointed
senior
that,
prom right now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of guys out there. It was a little disappointing not to see Luke or Cam Davis out there, you know, being able to go. But
again, not really. When I look at it, I think it's better. I hate seeing the injuries. I mean, it's going to be a practice anyway. You're going to get people hurt at practice. Just people can see it.
Right.
There's probably all kinds of stuff that happens, you know, that you don't see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's guys out there. I mentioned Cam Davis. I mean, nobody really talks about why it is that he's not, you know, we still don't really know why he's not in the spring game. But assuming, like, he probably got dinged up in a scrimmage and they're just holding him out precautionary. I mean, it could be the same thing with Benson and Ferguson.
Yeah. Well, beside the injuries, I guess, and some of the throws, receiver still, I mean, Poitier had a drop. He also had a nice catch. He's going to have to step up.
Yeah.
They're going to need.
I would have liked, there were a couple times Williamson, I thought, could have made a snag on the ball. DJ put the throw there.
I haven't really seen anything out of those guys. They've been here for a few years. They've had minimal chances.
A few touchdowns between them.
But they're going to be, one of those guys needs to step up this season.
Yeah, they got to be relied upon.
Yeah, they're going to be relied upon this year.
Especially if,
and who knows what's happening now with Benson.
It was, you know.
But they're going to need him to be, hopefully that's not anything serious. Because they'll need that over-the-top threat. Saw little flashes of Lucas. You can see what, you know.
Yeah, he definitely looks like an all-around.
And you still have Douglas, his older brother.
And I'm going to tell you what, Lucas looks a little more durable than I expected him to look out there. A little more bowling ball-esque.
That's good to see. It's probably why they moved to halfback.
Right.
Him coming out like a shotgun.
We got some physical runners, man. Kaziah Holmes.
Oh, my goodness.
His run against Shaheem Brown, probably the offensive
highlight. Alabama running back Williams looked good, too.
Yeah, he looks really good.
He looked good. And then Toafili looks even better than he has. He looks. Right. He's looked like he's improved every year.
You know, and he got a few touches, and that was it. He was done for the day.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, no. You don't want to risk it.
So it's, you know.
With the backup quarterbacks not being there, there's really.
In years past and in other programs, they do more of a scrimmage type thing, man, four quarters or whatever. That's not what this was.
No.
You look at Doak, and Doak's not even really finished yet with the renovations. So, I mean, I think it's cool they put it on TV, but you got to.
Yeah, it was weird to see. There's like pickup trucks backed up to
the
bench and the sideline.
But
it's going to be something. There's no way that's going to be ready this season.
The arm talent with DJ is definitely there. I think as he gets more comfortable in what the offense is going to look like and, you know, what's going to be available, he'll probably start to look a little sharper.
Yeah.
More sharper. But, you know, nice little fun day. Nice little Saturday, man.
Yeah.
We had to go.
No one's trying to get them a W up there in North Carolina.
Yeah, they didn't get the win the first game of the series. Right. For us. It was a good game.
They're up 5-3 in the top of the eighth right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Wake's a good team, man.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't pitch. Didn't hit.
Big game. They're going to be playing two today.
Yeah. Doubleheader today. Funny, man. Arnold and Dorsey, the two starters, between them, 23 strikeouts and 11 innings.
Nice.
They were getting some Ks, man, but you gotta get the timely hits.
Nice little Saturday. Went out and got some sunshine. Saw the art show. It was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was real.
Tried to watch. Yeah. I just.
It's crowded, man. You gotta.
I mean, if you enjoy tailgating and getting together with people around the game, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you sit there and just watch the football. I don't know. It's just. It used to be a lot more of a thing, I guess, in the 90s, but.
I don't know.
Yeah. It still doesn't.
Oh, it's just been kind of a glorified.
A couple of spring
practice.
Game moments stand out is when you see like a new player make a big play. And then,
yeah.
I remember Jameis hitting a walk-on receiver on the sideline
right,
on a spring game. That's a little different.
There was a little time there where it was like a competition to see who could draw the biggest crowd to the spring games and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
People take it seriously. Yeah. And I mean, it's all right, cool.
Well, we got the NBA playoffs. Magic lost game one. There's a lot. I'm telling you what, the T-Wolves are blowing out the Suns right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I told you, Anthony Edwards.
Watching the NBA playoffs. I love me some NBA playoffs.
It's when the season starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Footballs. It's about to be that portal combat season.
Yeah.
Hopefully see what happens to these injuries, see if there's some
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some guys from FSU this time tomorrow that
That's what's next on the docket here is the portal combat, and we'll have it for you.
Some expected, some
right
unexpected.
Here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our